Part of resilience is never to define ourselves by our challenges and our traumas. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is Making Every Day Count, number 4. And today I just want to focus on the Jewish calendar, because this week is Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, as we mentioned before, which is the day that we mourn the destruction of the two temples that stood in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago. It's considered the saddest day of the calendar. We remind ourselves of the absence of the glory that the Jewish people had in Jerusalem with the two temples. And by extension, we remind ourselves of all of the persecution, the anti-Semitism, the challenges that have befallen the Jewish people throughout the ages in one form or another. And of course, this year, Tisha B'Av takes on another meaning as we are experiencing collective trauma and collective challenge with the ongoing anti-Semitism, the rise of anti-Semitism, and the war in Israel, which still hasn't come to a peaceful and decisive completion and resolution and victory. And the question can be asked, true, we use Tisha B'Av to mourn and to remind ourselves of more current challenging events like the Holocaust and the current war. But it does begin with mourning the destruction of the two temples. And the question is, why is that the focus? And why are we still crying, so to speak, and mourning for destruction of buildings that stood in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago? We know that in grief, it is important sometimes to move on. It's important sometimes not to get stuck in one's grief. So why are we still crying for something that we lost 2,000 years ago? And the answer, of course, is there's a different type of crying. People can cry and feel pain in two ways. Sometimes we feel pain in an expression of despair. We give up something that we believe is no longer here and we can't get it back. And we can't recover from it. So it's a depressive cry. It's an expression of complete despondency. But we cry for the temples not because we've lost something, but because we haven't lost something. Our sages tell us that when we mourn the destruction of the temple, it's because when the temple was destroyed, the physical temple was destroyed. But the spiritual temple is eternal. The spiritual temple is still there. And we pray for its rebuilding. We pray for the re-emerging of the spirituality of the temple to combine and to be revealed and manifested through the physical presence of the third temple, which will be rebuilt in our tradition. We believe that it will be rebuilt with the coming of Mashiach, with the coming of the Messiah. Now, so therefore, when we cry and we mourn on Tisha B'Av, it's not a cry of despair. It's a cry in anticipation. It's a cry of yearning. It's a cry of longing and belief and conviction and a cry of urgency. What can we do? We remind ourselves we still don't have it back, but we know that it's there. We know that it's in reach. And we know that when it reemerges, we are taught in the third temple, it'll be stronger and greater and more eternal than before. So it's a reminder it's a call to action, to grow, to reflect, to pray, to do what we can do to bring about its reemergence and its revelation. And the truth is that we do that by beginning with ourselves. We know that we all have a temple within ourselves. We all have spirituality. We all have a soul that is strong. But sometimes that temple is temporarily destroyed. We go through a challenging time. We fail. We go through a loss, a grief, a trauma, a challenge. And we become flat and we sort of have loss of expectation and things don't work out the way we want them to work out and so on and so forth. And we cry and we grieve and we feel pain. And it is painful. But then we need to decide or we need to really reflect as time goes on. How are we crying? What is the expression of pain that we're feeling? Is it a pain and crying of despair, giving up, or is it a cry of hope and anticipation? Painful, but a cry of hope and anticipation that we can bounce back, we can be resilient, and not only be resilient, but we can actually grow from the experience. And one of the key factors that determines which type of crying it's going to be is never to define ourselves by our challenges, by our failings, by our traumas. Things happen, sometimes major things happen in our life, but we are never defined by them, because the essence of who we are always remains pure, always remains intact. The temple is eternal, the temple is always there. Yes, some of its manifestations, some of our conscious feelings may have been destroyed, may have been shaken, but in essence, the purity of our soul always remains intact, always remains. There's a part of who we are at the very deepest core of our being that has never experienced the challenge, because it rises above the challenge. It's still pure, it still exists, and it's still there. And every time we go through something, of course we have to feel the pain, because it is painful, we have to recognize the pain, which is part of why we have Tisha B'Av on a spiritual level. But we also have to remember that in essence, we are not destroyed. We are not defined by our conscious destruction. We are defined by our purity, by who we really are. And when we do that, we're able to connect to that purity and re-emerge stronger, and to repair and to rebuild and to work it through and to heal and come out the other end even stronger than we were before. This is true emotionally, it's true psychologically, and it's, of course, it's true spiritually. We sometimes fail and we think, well, that's it, I'm just a failure spiritually. But no, we can learn from our mistakes. We can remember that we are essentially pure and become stronger and re-emerge in a much stronger way. So let's just reflect on that just a little bit. I want you to just relax, be in a good space, just to, for a few moments, to focus on your breathing, just to become more aware. Breathing in and out. I want you now to just visualize and think about something uncomfortable that has happened to you recently. Maybe minor, maybe major. Think of a loss, think of a time of grief, think of a time of challenge. And just for a moment, just try and experience or try to feel the discomfort, the upsetness, the pain that you experienced. The flatness, the crying perhaps. Perhaps feelings of despair. Things will never be the same, or any other emotion. Try and feel it. Remember how you just feel completely broken, or flat, or upset. And your conscious feeling, it's like a feeling of everything about me is just not working. Return back to your breathing and remember that every breath, neshima in Hebrew, is an expression of our neshama. And try to reflect as you remember those feelings, that at the core of your being is a spark of purity, spark of hope, spark of resilience, a spark of infinity, determination, faith, conviction. The hidden core of our soul that was never affected by the negative experience. Never broken, never destroyed, remains pure. the foundation of our being, the core of our human experience, the point of rebuilding, the point of repair. Connecting to our faith, connecting to our connection to Hashem, remembering that essentially we're always intact, building from that point of purity, bouncing back, growing, emerging stronger. Just as we think about that, let's think about Tisha B'Av. Let's think about what we're going through now. Sometimes things seem like, where are we going to, how are we going to emerge from this? Remembering that really, Am Yisrael Chai, we're going to emerge, we're going to be victorious, we're going to last, we're going to come out even stronger. On a collective level, and individually, we're going to try to do that as well. To always remember that essentially, that purity of our soul is intact, and we can always use it to overcome challenge, to emerge stronger, even with the pain, and to grow from those experiences. Have a wonderful day.